This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration's Office of Management and Budget is engaged in a regulatory charade that threatens the health and safety of workers. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Office of Management and Budget, stuck its nose into Labor Department business the other day and got a well-deserved bloody nose in return. Give the Labor Department credit, Al. Secretary of Labor Lynn Martin told OMB Director Dick Darman to back off, and he did. Under the guise of a review of regulations, OMB tilted too far towards business and fell on its face. As the Labor Department pointed out, OMB was risking the health and safety and very lives of 6 million workers in the agriculture, maritime, and construction industries. OMB tried to argue that fewer safety rules mean higher wages for workers. Hogwash, Al. The phony promise of higher wages is no comfort for workers forced to earn a living in unsafe and unhealthy work conditions.
Well, heaven forbid to let you regulate the regulators. All OMB did was ask whether the new 4,000-page OSHA rule costing $163 million might harm worker health. Fact is, your lust for regulations on fuel standards has now forced people into smaller, less crash-worthy cars. You've made the federal drug approval process too slow in developing new drugs that save lives, and your asbestos regulations exposed workers to more serious hazards than if they had just left well enough alone. Face it, Ted, in your consuming effort to harass President Bush and our nation's businesses, you have not only cost us unimaginable amounts of money, but cost us lives as well. Yes, Ted, lives. The new OSHA rule alone could possibly injure more lives than it saves. Come on, Ted, stop playing these childish regulatory games with the lives of real working Americans. Wise up. The next political life you save might be your own. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.